Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing? Are you guys receiving me? Because I had to start it three times today. I'm fasting right now, so I don't have much energy. Fasting at the request of Mama JF. She is also on a fasting. She's been bringing me in this fasting tradition. FD says, doesn't work for me. Refresh browsers. It works now. Wow, I just say the problem is getting worse. It's not just that it's staying, it's getting worse. Currently fasting, and therefore I'm drinking Gatorade Zero, an excellent electrolyte beverage. If you want to fast, it's so much easier to do so with the electrolytes, because then your body at least keeps some kind of equilibrium. It's not fighting against, on top of the lack of calories, the absence of electrolyte equilibrium, which your body takes very seriously. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Someone was asking on the Discord, JF, could you do a show, Idiot's Guide to Crypto, and just explain how to buy Bitcoin, secure Bitcoin, and sell Bitcoin? I know you have said you use Binance and Armory, but I mean walk through it for the low IQ. Yes, I may do this at some point, just refreshing, because I've done this before. But yeah, if you think you really need to be taken by the hand, I could do something like this. But I can say a few words tonight, because today I've received a laptop. And that will be my recommendation going forward. Because it's very hard to explain to a noob of computers the dangers of doing so many things on a single computer. And I've spoken with a guy who's doing some serious trading recently, and I realized that this guy just accidentally revealed to me that he was having a separate computer for just the trading and Bitcoin transfers. I think it's a genius idea. And on that computer, you never open an email, you never download a PDF, you never download a doc, you never download the torrents of any kind. You use this computer solely for Bitcoin. And I think with the whole FTX fraud, the problem of exchanges being unreliable these days, especially these days, although it's always been said that you should consider hosting your own wallet, keeping your coins on a wallet that you control. But we've seen this week how important that is. So I bought a laptop and it just arrived through the mail today. I paid $280. It's a very $280 Canadian, so the equivalent of 220 maybe USD. It's a small laptop, 14 inch. I don't want to do anything with it. Except just when I need to do a Bitcoin transfer, I open it, I do my Bitcoin transfer, I close it, and I just keep it updated so that the security is top on this laptop. Go Away says, can you explain how to transfer physical cash to crypto without the state seeing what you are doing? No. Normally, I mean, I don't do this, so I'm not an expert of this. But normally, if you wanted to be hidden from the state, what you would do is you would buy those bitcoins probably on a platform, like either Binance or local bitcoins. Then you would transfer those bitcoins to a wallet. Then what some people are using is called tumblers and mechanisms that transfer it to... tumblers are not reliable. Many of them are honeypots of the government, so I wouldn't use tumblers at all. But one solution would be to transfer it to a privacy coin. So let's say that you've brought you bought your bitcoins maybe on local bitcoins, you bring them onto your Binance account, and then you would transfer them into XMR, into Monero coins. Now, once in Monero, you could send them to a an alternate wallet of Monero that you also control. And eventually you could either keep them in Monero form. You could keep them in Monero form. Or you could send them back to a system that transfers from Monero to Bitcoin. There are systems that are meant for this, where you send Bitcoins in, it sends Monero out, or you send Monero in, it sends Bitcoin out. Now, you need to trust these systems. They may be like Tumblr to some extent. But already, in the form of Monero, it wouldn't be traceable anymore. Now, the question is not so much how you get into crypto hiding from the government, because the fact is, as long as you don't sell your crypto, the government has no interest in taxing any of it. I mean, for now, maybe in the future there'll be laws, but for now, it is not subject to taxation, the gains that you make in crypto that you haven't sold yet. So keep your Bitcoin. My recommendation would be keep your Bitcoin forever. Keep your Bitcoin for a long time. Don't worry about the bear markets and the bull markets. Keep your Bitcoin across two, three, four waves of bull market. You'll be thanking me later. So you gain the tax advantage by not selling. If you start playing, I'm going to sell at the top. Well, first, you're not going to find the exact top. You're going to be a little off. You're not going to find the exact bottom. You're going to be a little off. And you're going to pay taxes on each event. So one way to handle the tax problem and the government problem is let your coins sleep. Let them sleep in something that you know you control well, like something that you've only accessed through an independent computer that only does this. Here's the reason why the idea of having an independent computer is a good one. There are keyboard loggers viruses. These viruses, they will not show any symptoms on your laptop or on your computer, but it means that a hacker can have access to everything that you type. So the hacker is going to have your passwords. If you reactivated your wallet, he's going to have the seed words of your wallet. He's going to have the private key if it's saved on the hard drive of the computer. So for this, having a computer that is always turned off for handling your Bitcoin is the best. On top of it, even if you were to get infected accidentally or in a way that you don't control, that computer being off would be a great protection already, because no hackers could see it live, no hackers could connect to it to get the info from it. So there is a very good layer of protection in having an independent laptop. So if you want to get excited into the next bull run that's coming maybe in a year, right now would be a good moment to buy a cheap laptop, or maybe find an old laptop that you already have that you don't use anymore and just format it and start from scratch. Now, be careful with too old material, because too old won't support the recent Windows and you might not have the security updates, and so you might actually weaken your security if you go too old. So my technique is I go for a very cheap laptop, but that supports Windows 11 right now, or that supports the freshest Linux deals. Go Away says, Jeff, is hard drive degradation a concern when storing crypto? No, because you will be combining your Bitcoin wallet that you have on your secret computer. You're going to combine this with a paper backup. Now, paper backup, I will not be doing it on paper. I will not be doing it on paper. I have bought metal parts that are punchable. So that is the ultimate fire resistant solution. They sell these aluminum plate or steel plate on Amazon, and you can punch the seed words. So let's not forget how it works. So to answer William W's question on Bitcoin, how does it work? You start a wallet, you have a private key, but your computer might be ruined, there might be a fire. So the private key that is stored on your hard drive may not be always available. It may be destroyed. For this reason, you have the seed word recovery of wallets. That is a series generally of 20 words approximately. And these 20 words, because there's thousands of possible words that they could be, they basically form a kind of password that encodes the whole of your private key, such that even if you hammer your computer, if it's completely destroyed, just having those 20 words is enough to restore the exact same wallet on another computer or on the same computer if it's still usable. It's always been a fascination to me that 20 words is enough to secure the entire wealth of the universe. How does that work? But yeah, as it turns out, 20 words, if you could put, let's say that you have 1,000 words in your dictionary and picking 20 of each, you're gonna end up finding the right combination of words so rarely that apparently it's like you would have to have a computer work millions of years before you find someone's seed word combination of 20 words. Apparently it's that hard to find 20 words in a row. I hadn't realized, but you know, knowing the information theory and the cryptology behind it, it's like, I get it. But it's kind of weird that, let's say you have $1 billion worth of Bitcoin, any single human being is 20 words away from accessing your wallet. And yet it never happened, as far as we can tell. And that's because there are so much combinations of 20 words that it's basically impossible for anyone to find the right one. Why Black Bear says, isn't there some kind of backdoor on Intel processors? I remember hearing that ages ago. Really, nothing is 100% secure. You can only make it more difficult for them. Yeah, there's rumors of backdoors on Intel processors, but I've never seen a case where they were used to steal Bitcoins. I would like to hear it if someone claims this, but I've never seen it. Callum Oxworth says, just an interesting thought. The stamp could become an attack vector. Some sort of keylogger in the stamp would work. You mean, well, the stamping of the letters on steel plates, I mean, it's made of metal. I mean, there's not much place for an electronic component in there. Also, the way I will encode my 20 keys, my 20 word seeds on my steel plate will be encoded. So if the government comes in my house, steals my steel plates, they won't ever be able to understand what's written on them, because I will not write the words one for one. I will be encoding them with false information, and I will be shuffling the order in a way that only me and only a loved one, because that's an aspect. You have to plan your death if you have Bitcoin. So the way I would do it is have your hard keys encoded in a way that only you and one other person on the planet knows what it means. Someone that you fully trust, not someone that can run away with your Bitcoin. And yeah, so I will be making a full show in answer to your question, William, but those are some thoughts already. So if you want to be ready for that show, which may come in, I don't know, a week or two, you might want to check for a cheap laptop that supports Windows 11. You might want to start equipping yourself. Check on Amazon for steel plates and punchers. And I'm going to be serious about the next bull run at keeping my Bitcoin, because I keep my Bitcoin spread out sometimes here and there in hard wallets, cold storage, paper wallets, sometimes in software wallet, sometimes on exchanges. But with what's been happening with the exchanges at this point, I don't trust anything anymore. I want my punched hard plates that can survive fire. Because if you put it on paper, can you imagine your house catches fire, your bitcoins disappear? I want something that can survive a fire. Frog Eyes says, hardware wallets make Windows exploits mostly irrelevant. Keep your keys on a gapped, secure environment leaves you pretty safe. Well, yeah, I mean, if you mean those Trezor thing, that's an option. But the way I approach it, I don't like these things first because they have the same security flaw ultimately that you have to have a paper backup. So if I'm going to have this security flaw, I'd rather have my own laptop being my Trezor, you know, because it gives you more control. And I don't like trusting a hardware entity. I don't like trusting something that's been designed for Bitcoin halving. Because what do you... Like, I know it's crazy, it's a little bit paranoid, but what if in 10 years from now we discover all Trezors are hackable, and in fact the guy who produced it has kept copies of all of the private keys, so he has access to all of them. And he doesn't need the physical key. I know it's a reach, because I'm sure there are features that guarantee the safety of these machines, but I don't want to trust anything. Frog Eyes says, the vast majority of crypto are relatively low-tech social engineered attacks. Yeah, that is also this. The people who get stolen, who get their crypto stolen, it's like there's someone calling them on the phone and they're like, hey, give me your keys. And they're like, okay, here are my keys. That's pretty much how it goes. Aquanote says, each letter of passphrase represented as a number matching a letter in a given novel. Something like this. Mulder says, damn, I'm late. We have to restart, guys. No, I'm not going to restart my crypto explanation. TBS has sent a super chat, $5. Thank you so much. He says, does the concept of hybrid vigor exist for hominids? We don't know. So it depends. So are you asking for hominids races of today? Or are you asking for hominids like the Neanderthals versus the Homo sapiens? So the answers might be different, or it might be similar, but I'm just specifying that there's two levels of questioning here. In terms of interracial children in today's environment, we would see hybrid vigor if it existed, and we don't see it. If anything, we see something like more health issues in and more mental health issues in interracial children, slightly more than in per-race children. So hybrid vigor doesn't seem to be happening right now. Now, hybrid vigor back in the Neanderthal days, Neanderthal crossing with Homo sapiens, that's up for questioning. We would have no idea how to answer this. But we can approach the question at a theoretical level. So if you take Brett Weinstein's proposition around hybrid vigor, Brett Weinstein says hybrid vigor was a phenomenon that was probably due to the high level of domestication of plant species. So because man has been manipulating plants so much through agriculture, we had developed very specialized plants that had very weird trade-offs. They had reached the space of the trade-off structure that they were super specialized at doing one thing, but very bad at doing most of the things that they would need to survive if it wasn't that they were in human agriculture and therefore humans were caring for their survival. So that's an interesting view. This view would be hybrid vigor was a thing, not because it's a natural phenomena that you would expect in to happen naturally in all populations, but it was a very specialized, specific issue showing up through plants that had been modified, but modified in a very aggressive way by human farming. And because they were so specialized at doing one thing, they were highly benefiting from the overall broadest genetic reach that they could get. And let's say that you've made a super specialized carrot. It creates these gigantic carrot. That's the whole goal of this life form's life, is create a gigantic orange carrot. But then it loses, because of this trade-off, it loses on the leaves. It loses on its ability to pollinate. It loses on almost everything except making the freaking carrot that humans want. Now imagine you have some other species of carrot that has been specialized to farm for seeds. Now it creates ugly carrots, but it's very good at pollinating, very good at developing beautiful leaves that tempt insects with flowers. And then you get massive amounts of seed from each carrot. But the carrot at the bottom is ugly and no one wants to eat it. Hybrid vigor would be the conception that because human farming is making life forms so specific, they systematically benefit, or almost systematically benefit, from having other specificities in their genetic history. So the carrot that makes a big carrot plus the carrot that makes huge seeds together, it's an unbeatable organism. It does well, so it has hybrid vigor. I like this view of Brett Weinstein, and I think, I'm not an expert of this. I've not thought through, and I've not studied hybrid vigor in any depth. But I think it makes sense, his explanation. Mikos sends 5 lbs, says bone broth is excellent while fasting. You get all those nutrients while keeping your body in autophagy mode. I guess I'm too much of a purist. I wouldn't drink broth. I wouldn't drink bone broth while fasting because I don't think it would be fasting anymore. If I'm going to do fasting, if I'm going to suffer through this horrible process that fasting is, as I'm doing right now, I'm going to do it fully. I wouldn't like to have this kind of escape, because it would give my body an escape, and probably, there's fat in bone broth, and there's probably sugar and protein, and my body would definitely take those, and I would be kind of out of the autophagy mode, I think. John Drake says, in Canada, anything you leave with must be declared and taxed. Sleep is sound advice. Sleep, yes, it is advised to be sleeping, yes. But not just in Canada, you have to sleep anywhere you are. What do you mean exactly? Someone says on yesterday's show, don't you have a mirror at home? What is he implying? That my hair is not well placed? Don't you have a mirror at home? Well, anyways, here's a bunch of monkeys getting some bananas. Pretty fun. The distribution of food. Each of the monkeys, they take as many bananas as they can carry. But he was pointing that this would be a good inspiration for politicians, because there is some kind of fairness in that the monkeys are not trying to deny the bananas of the others, and they're taking 2, 3, 4 bananas. Some of them are stuffing them in their mouth. But that's pretty much what they can, and then they go away. Quite interesting what abundance leads to in the animal domain. Aquanaut says, JF, the person making that mirror comment was making a comment about your appearance due to comments about the SBF girlfriend's appearance. Well, okay, I'm taking it hard. Someone finds me ugly on the internet. Ouch. Well, talking about beautiful men, let's talk about Armored Skeptic. Because this is fascinating. It's the fall of a branch of YouTubing that we warned. Me and CRP, back in the days, we told the skeptics, the clock is ticking. Tick, 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 tick. That their way of life was unsustainable, that they should begin creating outside of this specialized branch that skeptics, rational, whatever it is that they were doing, atheism. And some people have not listened to me and CRP. They have continued and they haven't changed. An Armored Skeptic is one of them, you know, always been creating videos that are still like I would expect from the 2006 era. In fact, they got longer and they got more painful. And now he's crashed. He's crashed mentally. He is crushed emotionally. He is crushed in terms of his life. And yet he still has more audience than me. So how is it that Papa JF is here chilling? I spent all day shopping to pay for stuff for Mama JF, brought back all sorts of food, everything she wanted, got some electronics, and I have 30 times less viewers than Armored Skeptics. And yet Armored Skeptics is on the street now. He's not going to be able to pay for his apartment anymore. He's not going to be able to be a YouTuber. He's not going to be able to pay for his internet connection. How do you get there? With a 500,000 subscribers YouTube channel. I don't want to smash on him today. I'm not doing this to ridicule him. But it's so important that people who start a career in this No, how do I become Papa JF and how do I not become Armored Skeptic? Because this guy has 30 times more viewers than me, still as of today. And look at what he's writing. I am completely lost and alone. I don't know what to do. So this was one day ago, okay? And see, 420 likes, 400 comments. This is bigger than I've ever been. Even in the top of my career in 2016, 2017, I've never had 500,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. So what's happening here? Well, Nicholas Petris has a theory, the karma of satanic hedonism. I think it's almost this. I think that ultimately what's happening is that this guy has dismissed the lessons of the Bible too much. He has thrown the baby with the bathwater. And I think there's a couple of tips in the Bible that he could have followed and that would have led to a better state for him today. One of which is expel the merchants from your temple. Let's have a look at what he says and then I'm going to talk about his history. So let's not forget that Armored Skeptic has been suffering from depression forever. And I think that he's having another wave here of depression. So Armored Skeptic was bullied for some reason in school. And accompanying this, maybe caused by this, or I don't know. But he's been going through depression for all of his life since childhood. I don't want to stand for childhood diagnosis of mental health disorder. Are a little bit weird. It's it's here and there, and I wonder if it's useful. And sometimes you are more hurt by the fact that you've been told you were depressive than by the depression itself. So I don't know. Let's just say that there is an exaggeration of diagnosis in childhood, and we would be much wise to withdraw a little bit and do less of that. But maybe in his case, it was just textbook depression. I don't know. So he writes, Deng says, one JF viewer is worth 1,000 viewers, maybe. I feel that this is correct. At least in terms of the awesomeness of you guys' support, the super chats, the involvement in the community, and the intelligence of the people that are gathering here every night. That's how I feel. And I'm not ashamed at all to have a 1,500 viewer show. I think it's great. When it gets to 1,700, when it gets to 2,000, I'm super happy. But this is it. How do you make this? How do you survive that way when someone with 30 times my viewership doesn't survive? He says, I don't know what to do, and I have nowhere to go. I hate that this is the only place I can even share this. So armored skeptic, not a single friend in his life, no more social entourage. I don't know what's happening with his mother. Is she still alive? His mother was a Christian, and his father was a Christian. He was raised as a Christian, going to church regularly as a child. Eventually, his father stopped going to church, and his mother continued, but he gave up along with his father, and eventually his mother also stopped the church. So you have a family that has withdrawn from the Christian lifestyle. However, moving through his childhood and teenage years and suffering from depression, he was looking for a sense in his life. And eventually he starts committing, armored skeptic, to this bizarre... I need to read it because it's so out there. He starts getting involved in reading the Bible constantly and believed it to the point where he was willing to follow biblical traditions and adopt the beliefs and lifestyle of the Messianic Jews, a type of Christianity that combines many Jewish traditions, even though it was the most craziest version of Christianity, and followers of the faith itself are known to live in off-grid mountain communities. So this is the story of the development of a kind of religious extremism, which eventually will revolt against and become the atheist, the armored skeptic. Very interesting. He describes his current state of desperation. It's all gone. I burned myself out the last 2 or 3 years. Let's retain this because this is a very important marker. Something happened 2 or 3 years ago, and we'll talk about it. Fighting to get to the end of this. I had hope. There was something waiting for me, but there's no light at the end of this tunnel. Now I'm broke and hungry. I probably won't even be able to afford internet access soon. Every time I pour my heart out about this, all I get is, "You okay, bro?" No, I am not okay. I no longer have the strength to dig myself out of this. Whoa. Asking me to keep making videos because you love them is not helpful. It makes me want to delete it all so you can get nothing from me. Doomer vibe? Holy shit. So at this point, there's nothing that his community can do for him. Why would he be with that big of a community? Why would he be short on money? I have to suspect that perhaps there is some debt, perhaps there is some credit issue. but he must have gotten into some deep shit of credit so that a half a million YouTube channel isn't enough to support him. Even if you remove the ads, even if you demonetize everything, half a million people on your YouTube channel is enough to get a Patreon to get you going through basic life. I mean, you're certainly going to be able to afford an apartment, electricity, and everything. Carlo Marxworth says it could be taxes. Maybe there's something like this. Now, he was monetized on YouTube, and he is monetized on YouTube. He even has, commercial opportunities like this.
Battery life, and it also comes with a built-in microphone to allow you to take calls with the push of a button. No wonder these have over 48,000 five-star reviews. Clunky gear can slow you down, always having to adjust them, but I've done a lot of dumb things in these, and they almost...
Amazingly, this guy has the same shirt as me. People know... I mean, look at this. I have the same shoulder pieces. I'm trying to make it pass through the TV. I have the same shoulder pieces as this guy. Amazingly, we are two skeptics that have each taken our own route. I'm happy, he's not. How does that happen? He has half a million subscribers. He has a promotional deal with some earphones. Bluetooth earphones of some kind.
Almost never come loose.
He is monetized on YouTube, although he's complaining. So I investigated to understand what went on with this guy. He's complaining that he got demonetized a lot. A lot of his videos get demonetized. But that's that's the state of liberalism on YouTube. I mean, here's the thing. I tended a garden. I cared for my greenhouse. I built a parallel world here on the internet with Odyssey. He could have done this. He's done none of this. He stayed silent as the people like me were getting censored and were getting shadow banned. Now the algorithm is coming for him. Of course. You stayed silent when people like me could have benefited from a bump up from you.
I usually forget that I'm even wearing them. These earbuds aren't basic, they're for the modern user. Raycon Everyday Earbuds are Siri and Alexa compatible, and they offer a wireless charging feature. Customize your experience with three different sound profiles. Pure sound.
Look at this guy. This guy is desperate and about to become homeless. He's an 8 out of 10 physically. Like, I'm maybe a 5 out of 10, let's be maybe a 6 out of 10, let's be objective here, but still kind to me. This guy is an 8 out of 10, he could be a model in some ad. How is this guy unhappy?
Refined and crisp, perfect clarity to hear every...
Now, when you look at the style of his videos, it's becoming painful. We don't hear much of the real him. He's trying to make stories about the Bible, try to be educational or whatever, and it doesn't work. It's completely disconnected from reality, which is exactly what me and CRP were trying to tell these guys. You're gonna have to get involved politically. You're gonna have to say something about the current world. These people are still making YouTube videos that could have been made 7 years ago. I listened to this video and I'm like, how do I tell that it's been made 5 months ago? Could have been made a week ago, could have been made 10 years ago. There's no marker of currentness in your freaking video.
Who he is, realizing that the garden religion seems to have survived, and there are garden machines everywhere, some even more impressive than the ones that he designed. He celebrates for a brief moment when he finally remembers who he is, until he realizes that all of the garden machines are dead, and in their empty shells operates a doppelganger cult that secretly worships the very destroyer that killed his religion. So what do you say? I know that it's a little bit clunky. I got some stuff to iron out, but I think it's a pretty good story. I specifically like the mystery narrative. That'll be a fun thing for the audience to unwrap.
He's talking to himself. He's self-aggrandizing. What the fuck is happening with this guy? Deliver something! Your people are watching your videos to hear something about reality. And you're there, oh yeah, I have this idea and it's really great. Isn't it great? I think it's great. And then he goes on to talk about Babylon and some classic traditions of the Bible. I'm getting nothing from this. I'm not feeding it. So, of course, this is crashing. Of course, the algorithm, as biased as it is, it's also capable of seeing crap and excluding viewers from it. And what happened 2 or 3 years ago that put him very down? Well, I'll tell you what happened. This happened. I thought I had pulled the window, but I didn't. Let me pull it here.
The CIA.
Because of them, I stand here today a proud...
Shoe on head. Shoe on head.
Hello, friends, and happy 420. Or at least it is 420 as I'm filming this. Now, I got a lot of comments on my last video like, wow, this made me want to kill myself. And it really got me...
This woman started dating Armored Skeptic, and they dated, and they were shown in many events together. They were creating together. They were making speeches at official atheist conference together. Armored Skeptic has decided to date a bisexual woman who was bigger than him in YouTube. She has 1.6 million subscribers. 2 or 3 years ago, Shuon had decided to separate from him. She broke his heart. And this is what thrown him into the space of nothingness in which he feels now. So the problem boils back to 2 or 3 years ago, which is exactly the moment at which this woman dropped him. So Shoe on Head, was it a wise decision to go for her? I think that this guy may have made the error of trying to score above his grade. And the problem when you score above your grade is that because Shoe on Head is a woman that is highly desirable in the community and highly desirable physically. So the problem is when she, eventually a woman that is above your grade will detect it. She will smell your weakness. And Shoe on Head smelled the weakness of Armored Skeptic and she hit strong. She broke his heart by separating and going for better because she could get better. But Armored Skeptic, when you are exposed to a high-level woman like this that you don't deserve, you are totally down. You are totally floored once she leaves you because you, for a moment, you thought that you could have her. So Armored Skeptic has to move on from this. He has to move on mentally from the luck that he had, which he didn't deserve. And he must reorganize around what he still has. That is the key to one moment. That is the key to restoring his situation. He must focus back on what's left. If he has debt, he has to go bankruptcy. If he has, if he's still attached at Shoe on Head, he must put it in his head that he must go for a less problematic woman. And especially don't go for a bisexual woman. Because the bisexual woman, it's an indirect way to tell you that she's a lesbian. And a lesbian, she wants maybe your insemination, but she's quickly going to go back to her lesbian ways. So Rational Skeptic must get out of his current predicament. And he does this by refocusing on what he has. What he has is he's still a nice boy. He still looks young to me. I don't know what age he is, but still definitely not at an age where everything is disparate and everything goes down. I think he can rebuild from scratch on what he has. He's a nice looking guy. He can go grab a 6 out of 10 female, a 7 out of 10 female, and be done with it. And most importantly, find a female that will be wanting to be fruitful and multiply with you. That thing in the Bible was a good tip, and you don't seem to have followed it. From my understanding, there is no shoe on it, babies. Maybe there is, but I don't know. I'm not going to dig in their personal life. Find a woman that will be reproductive. Clear your debt if it's debt that are annoying you. And rebuild your YouTube channel on a new basis. Be more yourself. Be more involved. Make your videos more relevant. Address the news of the day. Address the current world. Be honest about politics. Like, I watched his last video, and it was like, oh, we have 10 years left. We have 10 years left, max. And he was talking about oil reserves, and then we have 30 years, maybe. Maybe if we're still alive in 30 years. He's been eating all that global climate change crap, catastrophism. It's like, bro, do the thinking. You've been a rational skeptic. You've been saying that you're willing to question things. Ask yourself, does it make sense that everyone on Earth would suddenly be dead within the next 30 years? Makes zero sense. Philosoraptor sends a super chat. He says, my 6 out of 10 female has a 10 out of 10 ass. Wow. That is seeing things through a positive lens. I like your attitude, bro. Why Black Bear sends 10 LBC. Thank you so much. He says, I am a 4 and had no problem getting woman. Exactly. If you're not mentally deranged and you're not in massive debts and you have some assets, you're going to have a woman no matter how you look. Philosoraptor says, he has intelligence but not wisdom. Consumed by his ego, so much for believing in God. Yes, in a way that is what's happening with Armored Skeptic. TBS has sent another super chat. He says, I am asking between human races. There are negative effects when rebreeding the mixed hybrid back to either one of the original species. Could this have something to do with race mixed mental health and other negative trait? It could. But I think that given that the races have not been obtained through the same agricultural process that super selects, like pushes trade off very hard to get those unreal fruits and vegetables. Because humans are not that way, I don't expect hybrid vigor to even be relevant in understanding the effect of race mixing. If anything, my prediction is race mixing leads to these negative traits and outcomes, just a little bit of negative traits and outcomes. Probably because the genes haven't evolved together. So imagine if there was a gene that's deleterious, but it's only deleterious in presence of genes B, C, and D. Now imagine there's another gene E, that is also deleterious, but only deleterious if in presence of the genes F, G, and H. Suppose that in Europe, these genes B, C, and D are very present. Well, gene A will be evolved out of the population. Suppose that in Africa, genes F, G, H are very present. they will kick out Gene D from the population. Now, suppose that you take these two populations together, you get interracial babies. Suddenly, the fact that Gene A was absent of European population is not true anymore in the African population, and vice versa. So you get exposed to genes that were already kicked out of your population because they weren't good for your population, but with the combos of the other population, they suddenly are still there and still bad. That is why I think interracial babies don't do superb. Aquanote says, maybe Armored Skeptic and Shoe on Head both have the cognition of leftist of the normiplex, but are both too narcissistic to resist standing out by being edgy in some way on a purely aesthetic level. Oh, that's exactly what it is. I mean, these two people are leftist, statist. They will always remain in the club because they are social pleasers. But you see how far social pleasers fall when suddenly the algorithm isn't on their side. Like, the level of desperation of Armored Skeptic is lower than anything I've experienced in my life. Yet, I've been facing much more shadow banning, much more small audiences, much more anything that he's complaining about. Isn't it fascinating? That this guy in his lowest moment is higher than me in my highest moment. And yet, with the small things that the universe has granted me, I'm more happy than him throughout my life. Isn't that wonderful? Great. You know, being grateful, that's what he's lacking here. Holy shit, you have 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. And you're miserable like this? I've never had this. I've never had 20% of this. Dino Legovic sends a super chat. He says, Jeff, I have read the prologue of The Revolutionary Phenotype. Yes, I am a slow reader. You mentioned a singularity scenario. How do we know this hasn't already happened and we are unaware? Well, let me tell you, if you focus on the... on the singularity, you have not digged into my book enough, because precisely the idea of my book is to tell you, stop caring about the singularity. Doesn't matter. Intelligence is not a feature of evolution. It may be useful in some evolutionary circumstances, it may not in others. That being said, how do you know that the singularity... How do you know that the singularity hasn't happened yet? That is an interesting question. Because, yeah, how do you even quantify computer intelligence? We have IQ for humans. Can computers do better than humans on IQ tests? Certainly. I mean, they can do better on something like a chess game already. So, how do you even quantify whether computers have surpassed human? And this concept of collective human intelligence, anyways, what is it even? Because the singularity would be the moment at which the collective intelligence of computers is better than the collective intelligence of humans. What does that mean? How do I frame this in a polite way? In a way that is respectful of everyone. There are places on this earth that have been dominated, colonized, and where a genocide of white people has been happening. South Africa, Haiti, many other places. These places have visibly been taken over by more violent, more criminal, more unintelligent and less intelligent populations, okay? If that is the case, if a less intelligent population of humans can push away a more intelligent population of humans, why would I worry about the collective intelligence of computers? Because what determines success on the Earth is not intelligence. Intelligence is not an evolutionary variable. So how do we know? The thing is, your question highlights a huge issue for the singularist, or whatever they're called. They don't have definitions to even start characterizing what is the singularity. Because you don't know what collective intelligence is, it doesn't even make sense. Testing an individual is possible, therefore individual intelligence exists. Testing a collective? What's the psychological test to measure the IQ of a collective? That doesn't exist. Silver Spider says they will just smash the computers with rocks. Exactly. Which is exactly why this book is important, because it tells you stop caring about the red herring and start caring about what truly matters. Existence, evolution. It's all that matters. It's all that makes who you are. Pterosaurraptor says the difference, JF, is that you haven't sold your soul. You think that Armored Skeptic sold his soul? Maybe he did. Why? Because he took ads? I mean, yeah, it's kind of cringy to see someone who's like, you've gathered a bunch of people who are frustrated against religion in your audience, and you want to sell them something like Bluetooth AirPods that have more than a second freaking latency, where you can't even watch a video while listening something in these pods because the words don't even follow the video. There is something cringy about it where, yeah, it's like, and on top of it, you're not that attractive to a commercial entity because you've gathered these people who basically are problematic. Atheists in our current world are suffering from trauma culture. And this connects the whole atheist and rationalist skeptics and armored skeptic stuff to the Kanye comments recently. There is in atheism a trauma culture of the same kind that pushes for victimization around slavery in black communities. And Kanye is going after this because it's a problem. Because if you have a culture and a community built only on the conception that, oh my God, these religious people are so authoritarian. Oh my God, my mother tried to force the conception of God on me when I was young. You are building a culture that can only find itself in a miserable state, in a victimized state. You cannot aspire for more, because you just made it the subject of your community to be miserable. And this is what the atheists have done for a long time. For a long time, all you heard were these testimonies of, oh my God, I've been in such extremist family, they believe this and that. And you know, the way I look at it, they tried to teach you something. Maybe they were not perfect at it, but you're a free man now. You can believe what they told you, or you cannot believe it. I take issue with this victim culture and trauma culture, as Kanye described it. Aquanote says, why do we exclude propensity for self-preservation / reproduction from intelligence? How can self-destruction ever be considered smart? Those are important questions, and ultimately it's because psychologists are obsessed with not talking about evolution. They really want a theory of the world that lies on your mind. And they are obsessed with your mind not being part of this greater system of nature that is subject to natural selection. But that's the big question that hurts. It's because ultimately they want to elevate another feature than reproduction. Or else they would have to acknowledge that the Christians who are making 10 babies per family, that who believe that God exists, they would have to acknowledge that these people have a form of intelligence that they don't have. you know, the regular psychologist with a university education, but no babies. And they would have to acknowledge that in nature, there are various ways through which animals find to make babies. Sometimes for birds, it means to fly. Sometimes for peacocks, it means to display a tail. And all of this is a form of intelligence, but that never gets called intelligence. Rodi Lacid says, oh, Armored Skeptic and Shoe on Ed also did ads for Candid, if you remember that, when Google was gathering data for AI about evil right-wing comments. Very interesting. I remember that, but I didn't remember before you mentioned. But yeah, that was a weird moment of the internet when this software Candid, I never used it. I never knew what it was about. But yeah, many YouTubers of the skeptosphere have been dragged into this crap, just like many thinkers have been dragged into the FTX stuff, as we have shown yesterday with Sam Harris. Now, Sam Harris, apparently, I have not watched it, but people are reporting to me that Sam Harris said on his podcast that he felt sorry he had brought Sam Bankman-Fried on his show, and that he was sorry if anyone as a result has been attracted toward the FTX crypto services. It's good that you're sorry, Sam, but what would be much better is if you reviewed the way you process your guest on your show. If you want an intellectual show, make intelligent commentary the criteria by which you welcome people on your show. Not your opinion, not is he part of my tribe, not is he part of my race. Treat people on a basis of evaluations of quality, independent of what you think and independent of whether the quality that they pursue is from a different political branch than yours or a different ethnic branch than yours. And then you'll have an intellectual show, but we're not there. Jonathan Dow says, JF, is Armored Skeptic fully vaccinated? I don't know. I don't know enough about the guy to answer this. Disclose.tv says, Texas declares invasion at the U.S. southern border and authorizes unprecedented measures to defend the state. Some people are commenting positively about this. Other people are commenting that, oh, you know, it may mean that they just are going to host migrants in tents and give them more services. So some people are annoyed that this may sound good, but that it's not going to be good when you realize what he does with this emergency. So SBF has finally finished typing his stuff. Yesterday I had covered that he had said, what H? And I was like, what H what? And this guy is so occupied in his current orgy that he can only tweet one letter or two letters per day or three letters per day. So he typed, what happened over 3 days. This is ridiculous. This guy is laughing at people. Like, if there was any doubt about what JF does with the money we give him, or if I had committed to you guys for anything, like the moral signal, for example, every time I want to update people about the moral signal, I want to say, I'm sorry, it's going to be late. There is no world in which I would think of a broken promise, and I would be like, hey, you know what, I'm going to take 3 days to just ask the question, what happened? Not even give them an answer. That is ridiculous. Does he do it because he wants to display Look, whatever you guys do, you can't do anything. I can tweet whatever I want. I can tweet at the speed I want. I don't care about how it makes you feel. Not legal advice, not financial advice. This is all as I remember it, but my memory might be faulty in parts. 11. I will get to what happened, but for now, let's talk about where we are today. Philosoraptor says JF should auction his old shirt. I still have it here. I could auction it. I could. Philosoraptor, are you willing to pay me some crypto for this shirt? I will. I don't know if I would let it go for a small amount, but perhaps I would be up for letting it go for a big amount. BlockFi prepares for potential bankruptcy as crypto contagion spreads. BlockFi, financially entangled with the now bankrupt FTX, is planning to lay off workers and exploring a bankruptcy filing itself, people familiar say. So apparently this other company that was relying on FTX, I don't know about BlockFi, I don't know what they do, but there's a contagion effect going on. Jonathan Dow says, JF, maybe SBF's brash hubris will break through Western society's compassion problem. Probably not. I agree with everything you said here. Why Black Bear says, one XMR for the shirt. I have one XMR here, one XMR. Who's saying better? You do have to cover the shipping cost, so I don't know. XMR, are they at a good value right now? One XMR to USD. $128. Well. We have one XMR for the shirt. Do we have a better offer? I think I could take one XMR for the shirt. I'm kind of annoyed by the fact that delivering and shipping that shirt precisely and well done and with a proper delivery service would probably be something like $20 to $30. So I end up profiting of $100 on the shirt. It's a little low. It's a little low, but you're not far from moving Papa JF here. Go away, says JF. I'll buy if you wear it for 5 days straight and don't wash it before you send it. Thanks. Well, it's already done because I haven't washed it, and I wore for the last drive of this shirt. I didn't want to put it in the washing machine because it was all ripped. The elbow was all ripped, and I was like, if I put it in the washing machine, it's going to rip apart. So you basically have 1 month of worn. worn on the show without me washing it. So, I mean, I don't want to say. If you are a sniffer, that is high quality stuff. Relationship among FTX, Ukraine, and Democrats sparks speculation. Is there a questionable relationship between Sam Bankman-Fried, bankrupt FTX, Ukraine, and the Democrats? In the aftermath of the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange, new questions are being raised surrounding these connections from crypto partnerships to the billionaires' contributions to Democrats. Well, I've been covering this for many days now. It's all that we've been covering, and Zero Hedge is also raising the issue. Aquanode says 2,000 Doge for the search. What is the value of Doge? One Doge to USD. Doge is 10 cents, so it's $200 worth of Doge. Still small, but it's interesting. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried faces trip for questioning in US. FTX founder is facing the possibility of a trip to the US not an extradition, as Bloomberg puts it, as U.S. and Bahamian authorities have been discussing the possibility of bringing him to America for questioning over this firm's devastating implosion. Conversations between law enforcement officials in the two countries have recently intensified as they probe what led up to the cryptocurrency firm's meltdown. So he was saying, my goal, my one goal, is to do right by customers. I'm contributing what I can to doing so. I'm meeting in person with regulators and working with the teams to do what we can for customers. And after that, investors, but first customers. My goal, clean up and focus on transparency. B, make customers whole. Well, I don't think the customers are going to end up whole, given your effective altruism. I think you've been a little too effective in your altruism here, and I would be surprised if everyone was ending up with what they are owed. Aquanote says, sham criminal justice system if this man isn't prosecuted. I agree. Doubting Thomas says, JF, it would be acceptable for the left to claim systemic oppression if they admit minority oppression. For example, being forced to learn Spanish instead of other minority languages in school and society. CRT supremacy in society, etc. A lot to extrapolate from this. Yeah. Forex Shark says, I'm happy to see these centralized platforms go down. Short-term black eye for crypto, long-term win for DeFi. Absolutely, Forex Shark. I agree with this analysis. Silver Spider says, oh yeah, and the JF clone would be turned gay too, unfortunately. What are you guys talking about exactly? I don't know. Alright, you're never going to guess who funded the Together trial, which concluded ivermectin was ineffective to treat COVID. Funded by FTX. So this guy has been with the Democrats in the political sphere. He's been with Ukraine laundering money. Laundering money back to the Democrats. He's also been at the heart of the experimental trial that was aiming to prove that ivermectin is dangerous. Very interesting. It's we know where this guy is headed, basically. This guy has chosen his side of politics, and he's gonna stand with them. Here comes programmable dollars. New York Fed and 12 banking giants launch a digital dollar test. Isn't it the best moment to do this, as the crypto sphere has been sold? I will not trust these dollars. I will consider these dollars to be controlled by the system. If anything, it's going to be easier for these central controllers to abolish those dollars from my wallet than it is from the current dollars, even the digital bank dollars. What they're headed for is absolute central control. And I will never have any amount of my wealth stored in that form. Silver Spider sends $1. He says, if they use the DNA in your shirt to clone you. Ah, that is interesting. I didn't realize that by selling my shirt, I would be exposed to a biological risk. You are correct. Salt Lending goes bust. If you currently have money on a lending platform or earn platform, get it off. There. This is an important update to all account holders in light of recent industry events related to FTX I am sorry to report that the collapse of FTX has impacted our business. Until we are able to determine the extent of this impact with specific details that we feel confident are factually accurate, we have paused deposits and withdrawals on the SOT platform effective immediately. While our platform will recognize on-chain deposits, we strongly advise against depositing more funds to your account until we have communicated with you about all the specifics and can assure you of our plans moving forward. Holy shit. Bankman-Fried trying to raise fresh capital as bankruptcy lawyers reveal more than 1 million creditors. 1 million people, which presumably are the known people who had money on FTX and other forms of debt that FTX had to them. That is a lot of people to get caught in this terrible event. Someone has posted a study that says that, you know how they often say you have to eat vegetables that have high anti-carcinogens and antioxidants? This study reveals that basically every time you eat one of these vegetables, you'd be better off eating meat. Because grass-fed meat and milk contain more of all of these antioxidants and whatever it is that you... Like people are like, oh yeah, I get... I will eat this kind of pea because, or I would eat this kind of fruit because it has a very high concentration of this antioxidant. Turns out, a good ribeye steak always has more. So really, the only reason you would eat these fruits and vegetables high in antioxidants is just because it will drain you of the antioxidants that you're losing by not eating meat less. But meat is the best way you would have access to those antioxidants. That is a funny study. I really appreciate that it is available. Walmart surges after beating expectations, boost forecast, unveils new $20 billion buyback. So Walmart is just surfing on gold. It's going well for them in a very harsh environment. Walmart, I'm super happy for them because they got it. They understand what people want. They want low prices and they deliver on this. I'm happy about Walmart. I'm happy that they're buying back. That means they will buy back the stocks and it will gain in value. So yeah, I love Walmart. I love Amazon. Love you guys. Poland invokes NATO Article 4 over alleged Russian missile attack. And Zelensky was trying to kind of present this as a kind of Article 5. But it's a nothing burger. I'm not even going to cover this. It's crap. Someone has sent me a commentary on vasectomy and wanted me to do an episode on vasectomy. I'm not going to do an episode on vasectomy because there aren't 10,000 things to be said about vasectomy. There's not 2 hours of content to be said about vasectomy. Chopping your sexual organ is bad. It's a bad idea. If you are 45, 50, you've had all of the children you wanted to have, then it's fine. But doing it like this young man here, who's explaining to this girl that he's getting his vasectomy very soon, it's bad. It's bad because you would have been a viable human being. Now, his argument may be, well, JF, I want to save the planet and too many humans are ruining the planet. That's not even an argument. Because if you're the one guy who cares about the planet so much that you're willing to cut your own balls, you should be making more babies. Because by cutting your balls, you're not saving the planet. You're leaving the planet to people who are more stupid than you. So if you let intelligence, if you let reflection about the planet, if you let your empathy for the planet be the reason why you self-eliminate, you are creating an evolutionary force that will lead to more stupid humans, less empathic humans, and ultimately humans that are incapable of caring for the planet to dominate the world. If you really want to save the planet, first, make sure that you feel that desire profoundly inside of you. Second, make 100 babies. So you'll have 100 people who want to save the planet and the next generation. If you self-eliminate, your goal is nonsensical.
But that wasn't really what moved you. What moved you was something that you and I share, which is this...
Never let a female, by the way, convert you into thinking that you've made a good decision. See, this is so sad. This man is there. He has decided to abolish his own balls, and he's letting a female warm him into the idea that he's done the right thing.
My ideal self is not one where my body is constantly trying to make babies. My ideal act.
Well, that is the ideal self you think about in your head, but the reality is you'd be much more happy if your body was constantly churning out babies. You'd be having a higher, more comfortable life. You'd be more happy. You'd reach death with the conviction that you've left all sorts of sentient human beings on Earth.
Act of coitus is not one where my body is like, use this to make babies. This is for making babies.
Yes, that is the function of penetration, lady. It wasn't made for you to have fun, so start making those babies. Silver Spider says, Jeff, he clearly never had any balls in the first place. Ah, yes, that is probably the situation. Americans to see highest Thanksgiving gasoline prices ever. Holy shit, it's coming. It might get worse than it already is. Meanwhile, the Democrats are making all sorts of errors, speaking the silent part loud. Eric Swalwell's stupid education tweet may cost Democrats in 2024. He commented in a tweet that putting patients in charge of their own surgeries, clients in charge of their own trials, Swalwell declared, please tell me I'm missing something here. This is so stupid. And he was talking for basically the conception that teachers know better than parents on what to do with their children. Same thing from a teacher's union. Teachers' union infuriates parents with astonishing tweet trying to gaslight Americans, where they say that teachers know better than anyone what students need. They don't, and they are not even genetically incentivized to be good caretakers of children's interests, so fuck them. McCarthy wins GOP nomination for speaker with 31 Republicans voting against him. I don't know much about this guy. Will he be better than... Well, this is for the House, but will he be better than McConnell, or will he be just in line with the style that we've had from McConnell? I don't have any hope. Mexico beachgoers at popular tourist area find 3 dead bodies with torture marks washed ashore. So apparently dead bodies were just coming from the ocean. Things are not looking good in Mexico. 12-week experimental digital dollar will be done amongst MasterCard, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and others, along with the New York Fed. This is not looking good. Someone has had a very bad experience with the Twitter support. I don't know how this happened, but apparently this is a discussion with Twitter support. And the guy was saying, bro, what is going on at Twitter? Hey, this is Gary from Twitter. Are you trying to log in? Did you request two-factor authentication? Wait, it's just some guy? Thought it'd be an automated text. Nope, just Gary, pal. Here's your password, 1234569. This seems like a security risk. Don't know what to tell you, buddy. Which of these images has a bus? And he sends an image of Big Boobs magazine with Big Boobs written on the magazines. I'm suspecting that this was some kind of takeover by, the fake blue check marks, that basically someone bought blue check marks for $8 and he made himself pass for Twitter support, but he wasn't really Twitter support. And the guy has contacted Twitter support and said, "Hi, I received some very inappropriate text from an employee today while trying to log into my account, and I'm worried about security. Hello and thanks for your support, for contacting Twitter support. Doesn't sound like a problem to me. Thanks, Gary." Wait, you're Gary too? How many of you are there? Just one. Take a freaking hike, pal. I don't. Was this coming from the genuine Twitter support account, or was this some misunderstanding by the user? I have no idea. Yeah, it does sound like a gag from a comedy. That is just funny to think about, that this could happen. But did this happen? I do not know. Hunter Biden deletes Twitter account 4 hours after it was discovered. So apparently this is related. So we had Hunter Biden delete his account 4 hours after being discovered. And I think it's related to this story. A Hunter Biden interview happened in one of these Twitter spaces. And eventually Hunter Biden disconnected. And the host of this was Mario Nafal, who's some guy of crypto, the crypto Twitterverse. And Mario Nafal started going ape after Hunter Biden left. Hunter Biden was promoting his NFTs and paintings. And then he just disconnected and Mario Nafal started going crazy. And he was like, I've had my hands tied. I was basically forced to do this interview in a non-political way. And I had to read questions that I was forced to read. And I couldn't ask any questions about anything else than NFTs or cryptos. So I couldn't ask about his personal life or his political life. So basically, Hunter Biden was trying to recruit this this Mario Nafal, this crypto influencer of the Twitter sphere, knowing that he would control the interview, that he had imposed these questions in advance, and that this would all go super clean. And this is a problem. It's an ethical problem. And Mario Nafal apparently is complaining and saying, "I can't believe I wasn't allowed to ask questions and all." But you agreed to all of this. You agreed to be the little bitch of Hunter Biden. So be the bitch properly. But to the audiences of this guy, I would say, please trust other people. Please trust people like Papa JF, who go through the trouble of developing a contrarian view, and who would never accept a deal that forces me to hide things that I want to talk about. that forces me to be silent about certain things just to be able to promote some guy. I would always give priority to the audience and the quality of information they receive. And if Hunter Biden was saying, Jeff, I'm going to come to your show, but you need to do the interview in this or that way, I would not accept. So Mario Nafal, have some ethics here and acknowledge that what you engaged in this kind of deal is what cable TV is into. It's what the Democrats are into. It's what the leftists are into. Don't do it, because you are selling your audience to a to a deceiver. You are participating to deception when you let your own speech be controlled by Hunter Biden. Philosoraptor says, I wonder what happened to El Salvador after their Bitcoin gamble. I don't know, bro. As far as I know, it's still a country. Go away, says Jeff. Have you heard of the missiles that hit Poland? Have you heard of the missiles that have hit Poland? Two farmers killed near the border with Ukraine by what Poland has claimed were Russian-made weapons. Okay, I guess it's related to the earlier NATO Article 4 type of thing that Zero Hedge covered. I didn't read it in depth, but okay, you know, accidents happen, and there is still, I wouldn't necessarily trust that this comes from Russia until this is demonstrated to have come from Russia. And since the article is stated in the hypothetical, I will leave it as a purely hypothetical for now. If Poland wants to show me what would lead them to know for sure that it was coming from Russia, then I might be open to being convinced that it was an error by Russia. But for now, I will not believe this. Much love, everyone. That is it for tonight. Thank you for being here. By the way, join the Subscribestar and the Patreon if you want to be part of this private Patreon hangout. It's in 2 days from now, on Thursday the 17th. It will be right after the regular show. Until then, bye-bye. Thank you.